are doing the Neutron Dance. Yes, it's NH Unscripted. I got my disco pants on, the ball's rolling. I am your Pointer Sister-like host, Ray Dudley. We are coming to you from the Hollywood square-like digs of the WKXL studios in Concord. 1450 AM, 103.9 FM, 101.9 FM in Manchester. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL, and you know the drill. Fire up the Motorola, gather those kids around, put the spam in the frying pan, because we are cutting wood today. Oh, I need to thank my sponsor, Lakes Region Fence. Lakes Region Fence, LRFence.com is their URL. You know, it's springtime. Look, grab your cup of coffee, look out the window. That thing you think is a World War II monument, it's not. It's a dilapidated fence. Get rid of it. Take your funds. Take all your little Easter monies. Go see LRFence.com. You can get a free estimate out there. They do everything. They do tennis courts, basketball courts, all kinds of sports courts. They do stuff around your pool. They'll do property lines. Come on, come on, lakesregionfence.com. We love those guys. I've personally seen their work. You can go out to their website, lrfence.com, and spend hours literally just perusing. Yes, I use the word peruse. All of the fine pictures of the work that they have done previously. I'm telling you, Matt and the group up there, Lakes Region Fence in Guildford, lrfence.com is the URL. We love those guys, and we definitely love their work. Well, I have a special guest today who I asked to come in for a very specific reason. Carrie L. Silk, are you there?
I'm here. Happy to be here.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Carrie L., a little bit of background story. I first saw Carrie L. when she did some work over at the Hatbox. She did a one-woman show. And I don't know why I went. Maybe I was lonely that night. I'm not even going there. I'm just saying, I went. And after the show, I'm like, who in the world is this woman? I've never seen her before in my life. And she's pulling down this one-woman show? I was deeply impressed and have watched her in a lot of other shows since then. But that's not why she's here today. Oh, Carrie L., I did want to say, we haven't met. We haven't even seen each other since the Hatbox event, right, where they were closing it down.
Yeah, a really bittersweet event.
Yeah. Oh, man, I know. Isn't that the truth, huh? And you had a little guy with you. Is that not a hobbit, right? You had a little gentleman with you. Is that true?
Yeah, I have this tiny little person that called me mom.
How's he doing?
He's so good. He's huge.
You were showing him off like you had some trophy. Let me tell you. And he was so good all that night.
Oh, he's the best. I mean, he's just the best kid in the world, and he's objectively beautiful. So I like to just hold him up to people. Like, yeah. Look at my kid.
Yeah, kind of like, what is the Lion King, where, you know, he's holding the little one over the cliff. Whoa, there you were, standing there showing him off. What a trophy child. How's things?
Things are great. We're getting everything together to release the album, which is why we're here. We're, I don't know how much you knew. We're also having another baby in July.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Do you know who the father is? Just kidding. Just kidding. So that's good news. When, July?
Yeah, July.
That's right around the corner.
It's happening very quickly. I think the second pregnancy is like you've been tricked into it.
Oh, my God. They're supposed to go 9 months. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, we'll see. Cause
what is this, like 6 weeks? Is this a quick one?
Wouldn't that be great? Second time around, you could just choose.
Yeah, the 9 months, the first one, we like that, but we'd really like to shorten it up a bit if we could. Oh, my God. So yeah. Are you out in the Portsmouth area? Where do you live now?
We're on the seacoast, yeah. We're kind of, we're in Dover, but we're, you know, close to Portsmouth and everything else and kind of house hunting. with the rest of the world.
Oh, good luck on that one. My
God. Yeah, it's not.
I had a friend the other day. No, yeah, I know. I had a friend the other day went out and he was looking and he sent me a photo of a house that he was looking at. Nothing special, $1 million.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
$1 million, Cariel.
I know. I can't. Every time we look, we're like, well, just look at Zillow for fun. And then we kind of scroll through and we're like, you know, it's not fun to look at Zillow.
Yeah. I know. All of a sudden, apartment living's not looking so bad, you know?
No, I mean, we're fortunate to be in a house now, which is great. We're just kind of running out of space. And with the music, we're kind of needing more of an in-home studio, like larger than we have now. So kind of just looking to expand. But even that is... It's just unreasonable, everything that's out there. So
Yeah. That
isn't happening anytime soon. But we're really content with what's going on. And there's lots to be excited about. And we're kind of just rolling with things as God brings them.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, before we get into the music ministry stuff, I was going to ask you, obviously, it's going to be a moot point, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Have you been looking at roles to do? Have you been doing any acting at all?
Yeah, so I did the role of Drosselmeyer in The Nutcracker over the holiday season.
You did?
Yeah, I did. It was with Safe Haven Ballet. Really, really fun role. The world of ballet is remarkably different from theater. I mean,
I'm deep into ballet. Oh yeah. You have questions about ballet, I'm your man.
Oh yeah, you got it.
Not happening. No, it's a woman.
No, but it was that was great. And then I had been considering a couple of things that were coming up at the Hatbox, which are obviously not happening anymore. And then in the interim, we found out we were pregnant, and we also found out how quickly, not to jump ahead here, but how quickly we were going to be able to release the album. That we're like, I think we're just doing the family thing and doing the music thing right now. And then I'll do some more acting probably sometime after baby number two.
Yeah, man. Have you kept up with any of the folks from Hatbox at all?
Oh yeah. All the all the people I was close with before were all still, you know, doing those social things that we were doing before. We're just kind of, I don't know, like the people that I wouldn't see as often, like such as yourself, or maybe like Greg Parker, someone who I would only see sort of like there.
Yeah.
Or
Gary.
Even Andrew. Like, I really only saw Andrew when I was there.
That's the only time I ever saw him. Good God, that guy.
He's a busy man.
I know. You know, it's funny. Man. I happened to trip on something about the Hatbox, and I ended up at their website. And I'm looking, and there are shows still on their website scheduled for this year. They haven't, like, taken it down. Or I thought, wait, this is, like, next month. Something was happening in April, and I thought, they can't be happening in April. And it didn't say they had moved the venue. So I don't know what other people are doing. Have you heard anything about groups moving on, or have they found a new home?
No. I mean, I'm close with Meredith Campania, so I've chatted with her sort of here and there about what they're looking for, but I think looking for a theater is just like looking for a house right now. Like, it's just any piece of real estate is so unreasonable.
Yeah.
And they are looking for something, you know, pretty unique.
Yeah.
To keep the heartbeat behind what the theater was meant for. And I think Andrew's just like probably healing a little bit from everything that happened. Plus, he's still doing all of his stuff. He still had magic shows outside of the box all the time.
Yeah. He does a lot, I think, over the Players Ring.
Yeah. And I think now with summer coming, it's like, maybe some people will still do their summer shows in different places, or
if they can find a venue, right? I mean,
right.
Well,
we'll have to see what happens.
Makes my problems feel like they're nothing. So I want to talk to you. I'm going to start by kind of slowly working into the album. Where are you going to church right now?
We're going
can
to
I ask
connect.
You? You don't
can
mind me asking that, do you?
I don't know. Okay. Of course, I don't mind. No. We're going to Connect Community Church in Portsmouth. It's like an evangelical church. It's not based around any religion, which we love. And it is a very large, very fast-growing church. We had known a couple of people that were attending there before. So when Next Level was closing, we had just recently attended a night of worship at Connect, and we had sort of just like trying to think about what we wanted for a church and where we felt our gifts could be best used and what sort of church we could serve.
Hang on. The old man, here's the music. This is the big one, Liza. This is the big one. Oh, my God. All right. You have been listening to NH Unscripted. Not you were. You are. 1450 AM, 103.9 FM in Concord, 101.9 FM in Manchester. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL. I am the host with the bunny slippers on, Ray Dudley. Carrie All Silk is chatting to it with us by phone. We'll be right back because I have a lot of questions. I go to Rio de Janeiro. Well, maybe not. Maybe I'm going to stick around NH Unscripted. Yes, yes, yes. Because I am your Peter Allen-like host, Ray Dudley. Loving life large. Having a great time doing it. You are listening to us either on 1450 AM or 103.9 FM in Concord. Or 101.9 FM for the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful souls in Manchester. We love you folks. Can you feel the vibes? I feel them in here. Just full of love in here. I feel it. Or you're listening to us. Maybe you've pushed the listen live button out at nhtalkradio.com. That is our URL because we are in the 21st century, so we have a URL. I am talking with Carrie L. Silk. Carrie L., I didn't bore you there. You're still awake?
I'm here.
All right. Good to know. So you were telling me a little bit about your church. What's the name of it again?
Connect Community Church in Portsmouth.
And you said it's growing. Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's the kind of demographics? Young people like yourselves? Older people like me? Who's finding out what's going on out there?
Man, I would say I don't think I've seen a church with such a wide demographic, actually. It's so full of families, like really young families. There's lots and lots of kids, huge group of teenagers, and then there's people like my parents, and then a handful of people that would be like my grandparents, you know?
Like me.
No, come on.
You're kind, but I get it. I saw you wink at me there. I get it.
But it's really wide. We ended up choosing the church because we could see how important family was to them. Yeah. They had so many resources for families and so much intention toward the family ministry that we're like, that's what we're doing right now is the family thing.
Yeah.
And then worship meant so much to them too. And we could see them pouring a lot of their resources into worship to like elevate it really.
Yeah.
So we thought it was the perfect place for us.
So they accepted you readily into the worship team? Is that how that worked?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we had actually led worship there before for a night of worship, just because we were familiar with the church. So we had, I guess, what you could call a reputation with their leaders anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sort of just like got to know that they had brought in a new worship leader or worship pastor, really. We got to know him and... we've been able to serve some Sundays, not every Sunday, because you know we've got little kids, but not as consistently as we were before.
Oh, I have so many other questions, which will have to be for a different time in show. The music out there. So for folks who maybe haven't been to church for a long time, or folks like myself who tend to lean towards Southern gospel, what genre of music would you say they would find at your church?
I would say it's...
Hillsong-ish?
Yeah, I would say go think of like Bethel, Hillsong, Elevation Worship, that sort of like a very contemporary...
Yeah.
2000s plus worship.
Complete with drums?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we're flying in tracks using click tracks. The, you know, there's like multiple keys players, the drum set, the electric guitars, like everything's all very contemporary.
It's funny. I was in New York City a little while ago, and I went down to Times Square Church, and they're so contemporary, too. It's really amazing. That place was packed. Oh, my God, it was packed.
But, I think it's becoming the norm to have a more contemporary style of worship, probably because my generation, the millennials, are the leaders in the church now.
Yeah.
And that's great, but with that comes our culture, and it's just very contemporary.
Yeah. So this kind of is a halfway decent segue into you guys are creating an album, correct?
Mm-hmm, we are.
Can you give me the deets on that? How'd that come about? See, I said deets. I got that from some young kid.
About almost two years ago, we had started this ministry out of our home to just write some music. So Zach and I, my husband and I, we have always had a dream to do worship ministry together. I mean, it's how we met. It's what we've done, but not just for the local church, but on a larger scale. We don't know, make a career out of it or whatever. We'll see what God has for that. But what we kept noticing for ourselves and for other people, that people would write these songs and they would never get finished, or nothing would ever happen with them. Like, they would kind of record them at home and then maybe like put it up on YouTube, and then it would never get played anywhere, or it would never be heard again. And we just thought that was so tragic. Like, there's all these creative people who are like putting out this incredible music, this valuable worship music that has so much to say for the kingdom, and none of it's being heard or none of it's being finished. So we pulled a group of people together, almost all of them from Next Level at the time. And we just said, let's meet twice a month at our house and let's just write some music. Let's just have some fun, write some music. And then after a certain span of time, we started writing and finishing songs and demoing these songs just in our living room. And they were sounding pretty good. And we really liked them. And then the people that have heard bits of them really liked them too. And then, not sure how far you want me to go into it here, but then we decided we wanted to produce an actual album, just self-produce it. And we thought we'd make some videos to go with it too, so it would be like a live worship setting, all under the message that we're trying to send, that worship and ministry, it starts at home. Because you can go to the biggest church in the world and the best school ever, and you can have all these friends from all these places, or have dinner with whatever pastor you want, but your first ministry starts at home, in your family and in your marriage. So that is the message of this album. That's the intention, to show people that everything we're doing, we didn't need the big stage and all that, especially because Next Level Church closed while we were in the middle of making it. That it was just like God's way of saying, like, you can do it anyway.
You had started this, went back with Next Level?
Yeah, it was before the church had closed.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to back up a little. Mm-hmm. First of all, let me say, not that it's going to carry any weight, but this is impressive. It's impressive because I love, number one, entrepreneurship. I think I said that correctly. And number two, hey, I have some friends who wrote a book called Next Best Yes. You might want to chat with them because this
is.
I know you do, dadgummit. And so I had been talking to Kelsey, and I had heard that somewhere along the line, there was somebody you were involved with, was somebody, the church, ex people from Next Level, I guess. Mm-hmm. And she had mentioned it. Oh, it might have been on her podcast or something. And I said to her, I wanted to talk to her about these folks who are working on this album. And she said, oh, yeah, okay, you need to talk to Carrie L. She didn't even blink. She said, Carrie L is the one you need to talk to. And I thought, oh, this is interesting, because I'm sure she's pretty busy. Otherwise, I'm wondering how they're squeezing all this in. So when you, was this something, I don't want to be too Christian talky here, but is this something that you was laid upon your heart in those years? I mean, I know you said that there were people who had created things and they kind of left it out there and it wasn't finished, but that doesn't mean you had to pick that rock up. But you did. Was it something you thought really, how am I going to put this? That could be your ministry to do this? Or did you just say, well, you know what, we just want to help some folks along the way here and kind of tidy things up?
Oh, it's, yeah, let me be clear. It's a ministry that we've felt called to our entire life. I mean, even before Zach and I were married, you know, from the time he got saved to the time I got saved, we've just always believed that worship ministry is what we're meant to be doing. It's why we're here. It's why we're married. It's what we're supposed to be doing with our time,
yeah,
and with our resources. And we know that. And that's not to say we don't have young children and have a family and have jobs and things like that. But we knew that this ministry was important. And we just happened to be wonderfully surrounded with the people that are in this band. And we sort of just asked them, like, hey, do you want to do this with us? And they were all like, yes, without pause.
Hang on to that thought, because I want to get into some details about that. You folks have been listening to NH Unscripted. I know why I speak in the past, because you're listening right now. Dang it. It's like I'm like a time traveler here. 1450 AM, 103.9 FM. You are listening to NHTalkRadio.com, 101.9 FM in Manchester. This is NH Unscripted. I am your host. Maybe I'm wearing pajama bottoms. Maybe I'm not. Might have to find out someday. Carrie L. Silk is with me, and we are talking about Christian albums. We'll be right back. Life is a rock, but the radio rolled me. That's why it's called NH Unscripted. I don't know, you can decipher that yourself. I am your host, Ray Dudley. Getting handsomer by the second, I might add. You are listening to us from the digs of the WKXL studios, deep, deep, deep in the heart of Concord. 1450 AM, 103.9 FM. Those are all Concord-based. 101.9 FM in Manchester for you beautiful souls there. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL where you could find archives of this program and all the other great shows that take place here, as well as strike gold by finding the Listen Live button. Then you can catch us every Wednesday and Friday morning at 9 a.m. Carrie L. Silk is chatting me up about her new album. Carrie L., first of all, do you have a title for the album?
Yeah, the title is It Starts at Home.
Quite concise.
Yeah.
And how many people are involved?
Total?
Well, kind of.
Well, it's funny because we have a series of writers, speakers, musicians, obviously, and then the people that have just been supporting us along the way. But I think in general, I mean, even just with how much the band's wives are involved too, but there's about 13 people like deeply involved.
So you're not like the Beatles, where the four of you just write it and play it together. There's these other background folks that are helping out here, huh?
Then some key people you mentioned before. So Michael Domini is one of the writers in the band.
He is.
He is. Yeah. He's been helping us a lot with lyrics, with the theology and making sure things make sense and stuff like that. He's pastoral in the group. Really, you'll hear his voice on the album as well. He does some speaking for us. But there's a few key members of us that are more lyricists than others, and then some that come in and are putting the melody to it, and we're sort of collaborative in that way. And the reason I mention the wives is just honestly because I know people say this of their spouses, and it's because it's true. We literally could not do it without them. Everything from feeding us during these rehearsals and recordings and things like that, to even just like childcare, like people keeping an eye on my son while I'm trying to record,
yeah,
and stuff like that. They're key members of the band, and I can't stress that enough.
So let's talk about the album itself a little bit, the songs, the individual songs. When you say that the album is about, it starts at the home, how do you formulate songs for that? What kind of a thread are you guys trying to piece together? And is the album, I don't even know how I'm going to say this. You could be writing for like, to make a hit song, right? I mean, or you can be writing for a purpose, right? There's two different things that can be happening there. Not necessarily working against each other, but, you know, you write a hit song, it doesn't necessarily move people in the heart to do something. It just means they can get up and dance. So what's the goal here? What's the thread? How are you accomplishing that? And what is the deeper meaning of the whole thing?
The goal.
Yes.
I'll tell you.
All right.
My goal of worship ministry is to expand the kingdom. It's to preach the gospel. It's to who God is and what he's done in our lives, what we believe he will do and can do. To get into why it starts at home has become to us. It's almost a reflection of, I don't want to say it came directly from this, but it was, you know, a good kick for us that when Next Level Church closed, it is very easy for people to feel really angry about it and really hurt by it and all these different things. And I mean, of course, like you've been hurt by the church. Great. So has everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like everyone's been hurt by the church. And it's because it's full of sinners. It's full of people. And when we got together as a group, even after the church closed, we couldn't help but look around at each other and be like, you know, we are the church. We lost a building and we lost a reserved time on Sunday mornings, but we are the church. This ministry, what we're doing, it can be done in the middle of the street, but it starts at home. And it's because if you're the best worship leader in the world, but you're failing as a parent and you're failing in your marriage, you're not actually doing what God's called you to do. So a huge part of the album is reminding people that these ministries that they're involved in and these churches that they go to and these groups that they're a part of, that's great. But your first ministry will always be your household.
Ooh. I like it. I like it because I know I've been there. I understand. I understand. There are so many people who don't get that, right? They're after the world and they lose their family. I mean, that's just heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at how many, there's so many, there's bands even that have made it so far in the music industry. Not to the point of getting secular, but just like they're being famous. And then they'll sort of stop and the band breaks up and people wonder why. And it's like, well, because they have families now. And now they've got to do the family thing. That ministry is so much more important.
Hmm.
Even as Zach and I built our family and talked about how much we wanted to do music ministry, it would be easy for us to not do this and to just be parents and to just, you know, do raise our kids and work our jobs and live the American dream. But there would always be this tug on our hearts that we're supposed to be doing music ministry. And we just made it a discipline for ourselves to do it at home and to do it with our families. Like even our children are obviously so young. Like Emrys, my stepson, Zach's son is only 6. Cyan's only 18 months old. And this baby's obviously unborn. So our children are too young to be involved now, but we talk about it in the future. We talk about if we'll introduce them to instruments or if they'll be interested in audio equipment, not to force them, of course, but because this is going to be a family gig.
So what kind of subjects would, are you addressing? Are you, is this like, prayer or reading or servitude or kindness? What, as you guys sit down and you go, okay, ministry starts at home, we're going to put it on an album, here's what we want to sing about. What are we finding?
Great question. We sing about faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
We sing about the freedom
mm-hmm.
of being one of God's children, really. There's a song, obviously, titled It Starts at Home, which talks about everything I just talked about. There's a song that I wrote in there that has some other people. It's a direct reflection of my personal testimony. There's a song about God's presence. There's another song. It's probably going to be a lot of favorites. It's the most unique on the album. It's titled Barabbas. And for a listener who doesn't know the story of Barabbas, the short version is, he was a murderer who was on death row, and when Jesus was called to crucifixion, Pilate asked who the people wanted set free, and they asked Barabbas to be set free and Jesus to pay the crime, even though Jesus was faultless and Barabbas was a murderer. And that song, Barabbas, is about how we as people, we are Barabbas.
Excuse me? Say that again?
So, Jesus died for you, right?
Yes,
he did. For all your sins?
Yes, he did, thankfully.
Jesus died for Barabbas and all his sins.
Gotcha.
And that whole song, Barabbas, is about how he may be a murderer and maybe I've never killed anyone, but I'm certainly a sinner and I'm no better than he is.
Yes. Yes. That preaches. The, would you, what is the tone of the album? Is it, like loud, or is it more like Sunday evening kind of prayer time, quiet study kind of music? What are we going to find there?
Both.
Okay.
Certainly both. Barabbas has sort of a, like a jailhouse rock vibe.
Excuse me?
You'll have to hear it. I don't know how much I want to describe. I think you'll just have to listen to it.
Hang on. Put a pin right there. We got to put on our dancing shoes and dance out to a break. Hang on, man. I feel like a woman. Well, no, I don't. Anyway, you are listening to NH Unscripted. I am your Shania Twain-like host, Ray Dudley. And we are coming to you from the Gong Show-like digs of the WKXL studios in Concord, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM, 101.9 FM for the Manchesterites. I guess that's what you call down there. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL. Carrie L. Silk and I have one more chance to talk some more about her great album. We will be right back. Wind blew some luck in my direction. You are listening to NH Unscripted. I am your happy to be out of bed host, Ray Dudley. Losing a few hairs along the way in this life, but you know, I'm still good looking. At least my wife hasn't left me yet. You are listening to us 1450 AM, 103.9 FM, because we are coming to you from the Taj Mahal-like digs of this WKXL studio, 101.9 FM in Manchester. The URL, for those of you who don't even know what a radio is nhtalkradio.com. Carrie L. Silk is kind of in the house, sort of-ish, kind of. She's on the phone, but we are talking about her new album. Carrie L., give me all the deets now. The name of the group. I want to know about the album title. I want to know where people can find information. Go.
All right. So the title of the band is The Force. It comes from the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego with Jesus being the fourth in the fire. Ooh. The album is titled It Starts at Home. You can find it released, should be by the middle of May. We don't have an exact date for that yet. It's a secret for now, because it's a secret to us too. but we're working really hard and we're getting it done. And our audio engineer is a wizard, so he's figuring it out for us. With it will come a full music video for each song as well. And then right after the album is released, you can find it on any streaming platform where you find music. So Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, whatever other thing is out there, we'll get it on there. You'll have full access by the middle of May.
Go ahead.
Then from May until about July, so there's like a 6 to 8 week period, we'll be playing the album out at a series of different churches, mostly across New Hampshire. So we'll post some tour dates for that. There'll be celebration worship nights. We'll play a lot of our music, some music you know, and maybe show you some of our merch, and should be fun. Should be really fun. It's going to be a busy summer.
Ooh, I'm so in on the merch. So in on the merch. What are you using for album cover art?
So we have a logo that we designed, and I'm really glad you asked, because this is significant. It's something I want people to know about the band.
Mm-hmm.
And the logo is four symbols, three of them the same, and then the last one is a flame, and it's to symbolize Jesus being the fourth in the fire. And it's got no name on it. It's just those four symbols. And as we make our merch, and when people buy it, should they choose to wear it, we have sort of a mission for the people that are choosing to wear it and are choosing to talk about it. And when they go out and when they wear the symbol, if anybody asks about it, like, what does your shirt mean? Our mission for them is to say nothing of the band, but it's your opportunity to preach the gospel.
Okay, hang on, back up. Okay, that, you dropped a lot right there. How does that work? How, with like every T-shirt I buy, there's a little card that says, you are now obligated to share the gospel to people who ask you about, how does that work? Obviously,
obligated is the wrong word.
I know.
But a mission, yeah, so... we're still organizing the details of exactly how people will get the merch. We're still designing it, but when they get the merch, they'll be given a card or a notice or something like that, saying that they've been invited to have an opportunity to preach the gospel when they wear this shirt or this hat or whatever. And then when the opportunity presents itself, as it so rarely does in casual conversation, if someone asks you, hey, what does your shirt mean? You can tell them what their shirt means, but don't talk about us. Talk about him.
God dang, I love you guys. So sometime in May, you're hoping for this to hit the airwaves or at least be finished up. How hard is that? Because are you using do you rent a studio? Where are you doing this? And what does that involve? How you get cameras and everything? What's happening over there?
Well, in the album's truest fashion, we did everything at home. We've purchased and really just accumulated a lot of audio equipment. We have the best audio engineer I've ever known doing the recording and the mixing and the mastering for us. And then Kelsey Dominey actually filmed everything for us, and she'll be editing and designing all the music videos. So, you know, they'll be stunning. It's going to be great. We happen to be surrounded by people that I think are simply the best, and we're proving that this absolutely can be done at home.
So are you playing in the garage? You have a sound studio? How does that
work? No, we actually we played in our pastor's living room.
Oh, his neighbors must love him.
It was a total gift. They were away for the weekend, and we're like, hey, can we use your house? Significantly larger than ours. And it was sort of symbolic for all of us to be in the home of our pastor, and them being the people that they are, just hosted us beautifully and like set up all these guest rooms. And
wait, are you saying you cut this in one weekend?
We got it in 2 days.
What?
We did. It's a live recording, and it's everyone is individually recorded, but we all played together.
How many songs are on this?
There is 8 songs, and then some added audio that you'll hear as well.
Ooh, that's spooky. What? Okay, so there's 8 songs. You all did them all in one weekend, and at your pastor's apartment, living room. So that's pretty remarkable. Were there any instruments that you kind of was specialized to bring in, or was it just like acoustic guitar and, you know, kumbaya kind of stuff?
Oh no, I mean there's 2 acoustic guitars, there's 2 pianos, electric bass, there's a drum kit. We also have a cajon, if you know what that is. I don't want to assume. If you know what that is.
Please do not assume. And I'm not going near that. Go ahead.
It's a drum. It's a version of an acoustic drum that you sit on and you sort of tap the sides. That's part of more of our power ballads. But then between all that, there was also, let's see, 5 vocalists, or 6 actually.
Yeah.
On the band as well. A few of us primarily leading most of the songs, but there's a whole gang of vocals in there as well.
All harmonies and stuff. You guys are all cutting into to doing harmonies and.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Okay, sorry. I'm just trying to wrap my head around what's going on out there. I've never cut an album. I have to stop. Stop my brain. I have to stop my brain for a second because there's rabbit holes everywhere. Can I ask you what the cost is? Is that too? I mean, it can't be cheap to get all these people together.
No, it's not cheap. But I'm really glad you asked, because it's a total reflection of God's faithfulness on this group, because we knew it was going to cost something to pay our engineers, to purchase music equipment, to feed everybody for 2 days. It just costs money to do this, you know. So we had prayed about it a lot as a band, and we. Over the course of a year, less than a year even, we had played a couple of gigs that we weren't supposed to be paid for, and then we were paid for them. And then we had a couple of people support the ministry, and without putting a number on it, we made more than we thought was even possible.
Well, that's good. That beats the other side, which I'm very well used to.
Oh yeah, it was so amazing, because the goal isn't money. We're not even selling the album, and even the merch we may just sell at cost. We're not even sure. But
wait, you're not selling the album?
No, it'll be on streaming platforms. It's free.
Have you ever heard of capitalism? Let me talk to you. We need to talk.
You heard of ministry? Come on, Ray. You know what a ministry is.
Yeah, I do, and I go broke every time I join one. So. That is impressive. Okay, we need some other information. Where can people find out? You said you have a Facebook page?
We do. We have a Facebook and an Instagram.
If they can't mention the name, how do they find it? If you can't punch in like a fire symbol or something in the search box.
No. The title is The Force.
All right.
They can find us under The Force. It's a black logo. It's got the 4 white symbols on it. So you can also find it through me if you just find my Facebook as well. And then on Instagram, it's called The Force Ministries. Same logo. You can find it there too. And that's where you can see we're doing a series right now where we introduce each band member through the social media platforms. And then we'll also be posting album updates and tour schedules and merch things. As well as time goes on over the next few months.
Ariel, nice way to tie that up. That's it. The music's playing. It's time for me to go get some Eggos. You're listening to NH Unscripted. I am your soon-to-be full host, Ray Dudley. We are coming to you from the cavernous digs of the WKXL studios in Concord, 1450 AM, 103.9 FM. 101.9 FM for the beautiful people down in Manchester. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL. Carrie L. Silk has been chatting up her album. Thank you, Carrie L.